Welcome to another episode of Short Story Time, the podcast with very brief reviews so that you can decide quickly whether or not a story is worth your time. And this week, as we approach Christmas, we've got a big blockbuster, an intriguing documentary, and a gorgeous hug of a Christmas book. So stay tuned for 60-second reviews for Jumanji The Next Level, Fiddler, A Miracle of Miracles, and A Wedding on Christmas Street. In Jumanji The Next Level, you've got the perfect example of exactly how a reboot should be done. Because although there is a little loving nod to the Robin Williams version that we all obviously love and adore, it's very much its own beast. It's got its own story, its own premise. It's very much of this era. And it works really, really well, which it already established in the previous outing. And in this outing, rather than just kind of do the same thing all over again, they've brought in a few new characters and they've mixed it up a little bit. So this time, the main four that we're used to in the world of Jumanji are playing different people from the outside world. So it gets really, really funny very, very quickly. You've also got new additions from the likes of Awkwafina, Danny Glover, Danny DeVito, who are brilliant and really just join in well with the team without it looking remotely jarring, because obviously the main four have become such a brilliant entity, you sort of assume that anyone joining this fold will be a little bit out of it, but it works brilliantly. It's entertaining, it's adventurous, it's fun. I went to see Fiddler, Miracle of Miracles, because Fiddler on the Roof was a huge part of my childhood. It was a film that meant a lot to me, that my mum sat me down to watch it when I was much younger and kind of said, this is, generally speaking, the story of your ancestors. So I've always felt very, very personally connected to the Fiddler on the Roof film. And this documentary does a brilliant way of explaining why it's not just people who have that personal connection that feel connected to the story. It's really bigger than that. It's not just about Jewish people. It's about displaced people. It's about people growing up in tradition, you know, trying to modernize, move with the times. And they've really managed to show the breadth of this story, not just in the film, but in the different stage productions, including a Japanese one, which was really, really interesting. And it's really, really insightful just to kind of see how one story can connect to so many. And it's got Lin-Manuel Miranda. I mean, what's not to love? A Wedding on Christmas Street is the second book from Ivy Pembroke, following on from Snowflakes on Christmas Street, which introduced us to Sam and his young son Teddy, who decide to start over after Sam's wife has died and move to a new street called Christmas Street. And unlike most of London, everyone in this street actually talks to each other, which is adorable in and of itself. And there is a dog that links them all together, a brilliant, brilliant dog called Jack, who Sam discovers is actually a stray, but they've basically all adopted him. So no one household takes responsibility of this dog. And in looking after him, the whole street has become one big sort of happy family, really. And they're all look out for each other. And in the second book, it's the next installment of this story. So I would say definitely go back and read the first one first, but then come back for this warm hug of a book, because A Wedding on Christmas Street is just beautiful. And there's even a couple of new characters introduced. And of course, the same reliable old ones from the time before. To find out more, you can follow the Short Story Time podcast at SST Pod on Twitter, and let me know what stories you've been enjoying.